we're going to continue to worship, but I'm sure you are all wondering what the box is that you were given this morning. A few weeks ago, I woke up around 5 in the morning, and the Lord laid on my heart that the reason we have not heard him speak and the reason that we have not seen him move is because we expect him to say what he's already said, and we expect him to move how he's already moved. But he is a God of change. He brought the Israelites out of Egypt. He heals in a different way every time. And one way or another, whether we plan to, whether we intend to, we put God in a box. And so this morning, it's a personal thing. It doesn't matter what everybody else is doing. It doesn't matter, the reasoning why they open the box. But it's a personal thing between you and the Lord. This morning, he wants to have a personal relationship with you and him. It's not about everybody else. We're going to have a corporate time where we let God out of the box as a body of believers corporately together, but this is personal between you and him this morning. Sometimes we just think God is going to heal how he's healed in the past. We think God's going to bless our finances how he's blessed them in the past. He's going to meet a need how he's met others in the past. And by doing that, we put God in a box. But he wants to move how he wants to move. He wants to heal how he wants to heal. He's a God of miracles. He's a God of wonders. He's a God of whatever he wants to do. We need to be open to that. So this morning, when you're ready, when God tells you to, just open the box and let him out. And let him be the God that does whatever you need him to do. Meet whatever need you need met. And after that, you can smash the box, not put him back in it again. You can keep the box as a visual reminder. Whatever you need to do to not put him back in the box again and just not put him there. He wants to have that relationship with us. And in doing this, there's always been an act of obedience, and then the blessing came. When he told Moses to raise his staff, there was the act of obedience when he did it and the waters parted. So this is our act of obedience. By doing this and letting him out of the box, we are trusting him, we are believing for him. There's no time limit. We're not in a hurry. We're not worried about the roast that's cooking in the crock pot. It's okay. It's going to be okay. We're going to just take our time and just spend time with the Lord this morning, one-on-one together. So that's what the box is for, and I just want you to press in, spend time with your Creator, your Father, and he wants to have that relationship with you this morning.
So that said, let's just take a few minutes and let's just breathe in and breathe out. Allow Holy Spirit to speak to us, to give you words, to give you pictures.
We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. Lord, we're sorry as a church, God, for putting you in a box. Lord, we're sorry that we've tried to contain you in a box, God. Lord, for the boundaries that we've put on you. Lord, for the limitations that we've set to where we say, move this way or move that way, God. Lord, we don't want ourselves, God. We want you. More than anything else, we recognize our desire for you, God, and not allowing you to be who you are, God. Lord, you do not change, but you are the God of change. Lord, you want to change lives. Lord, you want to change the methods and how we do it, God. Lord, we're sorry for looking to programs or ideas or things to do, God, and not listening to what you are saying all along. Lord, help us look past what is going on. Help us look past what we have tried to hold you back with. Lord, we repent for trying to return to our comfort zones. Lord, for trying to return to the familiar. Lord, we release what you are doing. We release freedom into this body of believers, God. Lord, we release freedom into this community, God. We release you into this community. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
I just hear the Lord saying, release the reins. Release the reins, as John was praying. And he, right before he said release, I just heard release the reins. As we hold on to the reins, it's our way of control. It's our way of controlling things. It's our way of guiding the direction that the way this church is going to go has always went. But we are to release the reins and let God be the one who's in control. We need to let God be the one who guides our paths and guides the way this church body is going to go. We just trust him, we believe him, and we release those reins to you this morning, God. We release the reins by taking this lid off of the box, God. It is our act of obedience to release the reins, Lord. We release those reins, God. You are in control and we are not. You are God. You've seen the beginning, you've seen the end, God. And we trust you for that, Lord. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for each and every person that calls New Life Church their home, God. We thank you, Father, for those body of believers, that body of believers, God, that calls New Life Church their home, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. Oh, Lord, we do also tear up the lid to this box, God. Lord, we take this stance right now, God. We say that we've allowed the enemy to penetrate our thoughts. We've allowed the enemy to take control, Lord. Lord, we tear up the lid to the box so that we aren't tempted to put it back on. Lord, we thank you that you are the one who controls this box, God. Lord, there is no box that can contain you, God. Lord, but we know that there's limitations we can put on you with our tongues and with our mouths, with our minds. Lord, we release those right now too. Lord, we tear up those limitations as well. Lord, we bind those thoughts. We bind those limitations. And we loose what you have for this congregation, God. We thank you, Lord. Do what you've always wanted to do, God. Lord, do what you've always wanted to do through us. No more limitations. No more delay. We give you full control. Thank you, God. You make all things new, Lord. We thank you that you've called us to a new beginning. Each and every day, God, you call us to a new beginning. You look past the past, God, and so do we. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father. So Ashley and I are going to serve you guys communion. So come up, gather the elements, and we'll take communion together as a body. Lord, we do celebrate this new covenant that you made with us, Lord. Lord, we celebrate this new beginning that you have. Lord, this new promise that you have made. Lord, we thank you that on that night with your disciples, you took the bread and you broke it. And you said, "This is my body. Eat this in remembrance of me." Lord, that you broke your body just as you broke the bread. Lord, that perfect sacrifice on the tree. The perfect sacrifice that took our sins. Lord, the perfect sacrifice that took our place, and you exchanged it by taking it for us. Lord, we thank you for the love that you have for us. Lord, the love that goes past everything that we've tried to limit you. The love that goes past all of our past wrongs. We thank you for that unconditional love that you show us. We thank you for your body that was broken for us. We take it in your name, Jesus. Lord, we thank you that you did not stop there either. Lord, that you shed your blood for us. The blood that cleanses us from that sin. Lord, the blood that gives us power through your name, Jesus. Lord, that with our relationship with you, we have full access to all of the kingdom. Lord, the power that's in that blood you have given us. The power that is in that blood, you did not hold it back from us. Lord, for the life that you have with the blood, the life that you personally gave us, God. Lord, we thank you for that personal relationship. Lord, we value it above all else because it is more precious than anything else in the world. We thank you, God. Lord, we drink the wine in remembrance of your blood, of the new covenant. Hallelujah, God. Lord, we celebrate your holy name this morning. We celebrate the victory that you have, God. And you've given to us because you love us so much. We thank you, God. We submit to what you have, God. We submit to your leading, Holy Spirit. There is no lack in your kingdom. There's no limits to what you want to do, God. Lord, we open our ears to hear what you're saying. We thank you for that communion with us. We thank you that you chose us before we ever chose you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. Thank you, God. And so we're going to continue to worship. And I fully believe God wants to heal somebody this morning. Actually, I know God wants to heal some bodies this morning. There's more than one. I'm hearing a shoulder. I'm hearing a knee. And I'm hearing a back. That's just what God's telling me. If you need prayer, come forth. If you need healed, come forth. God wants to touch you. God wants to have a relationship with you. So you know him as Jehovah Rapha, the God who heals. He wants to touch you this morning. Well, Lord, we thank you for showing yourself so strongly to us today, God. Lord, we lay every single thing that we've talked with you about at your feet, Jesus. Lord, it's not our burden to pick up and carry, God. And you give us strength in our weakness, God. Lord, we thank you that through you, all things are possible. Lord, we thank you that you have greater things planned than we could ever imagine. Lord, help show us when we're trying to hold you back. Lord, and just tell us, get out of the way. Get out of the way because I am about to do something. Lord, we know that you're about to do something. Lord, we know that you are already doing something. Lord, you've changed us today. Lord, the word of the day is change. Lord, you do not change, but you have changed us within. We praise you for that, God. Lord, we speak to every stronghold that we've been trying to hang on to too strongly. We release that. Lord, we don't want what we've wanted so far. We want what you want. We thank you that you have us on your mind at all times. That you have us on your heart every second of the day. We thank you for that position of relationship that we're in. That you're showing us yourself all throughout it. Lord, we release our expectations. Lord, it's not wrong to have expectations that you're going to do something or that the results are going to be there. Lord, but we give you full control of how we get there. Lord, I hear the words, buckle up. We thank you, God. Lord, all we can say is we're in. We're in, Lord. You've got the wheel. Lord, help show us our part along the way. What parts that you want us to pick up and come alongside you. And what parts you just are going to handle yourself. We thank you for who you are. We love you, God. It's in your name we pray, Jesus. Amen. Oh. I had a message prepared for today. We're not getting to it. We had a testimony planned for today. We're going to bypass that. God's been doing work. I'll say you guys are not the same people that came in the doors today. Let God continue to minister to you. Everybody from the youngest to the oldest. Let God continue to do what God does. It's all about that relationship. Guess what? Today's message is going to continue on with relationship. Because that is the biggest revelations God's giving us right now. But he wants to lead in that relationship. We're his bride. Such a wonderful thing to be a part of his family. Feel free to stick around. We'll continue to pray with you guys. If you didn't come up, we'll still pray for you. There's no shame in coming up afterwards. It's all part of that humility and that relationship with God. Amen. All right. Have a great week.